base, you will see on third base Jerry Nolan and third base Ty Brown.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Harts.
We use the phrase under the radar quite a bit in baseball, talking about prospects, etc., etc. I would suggest that there is a team that has been under the radar but is emerging from under said radar, and that would be the Corpus Christi Hooks. This team has some outstanding talent, and in the last two games, Corpus Christi has won the first two games of the series with the Rockhounds. They have done it with a three-run comeback in the ninth inning, a walk-off 4-3 win on Tuesday, and last evening, really just a very good ball game. And that, of course, is easier to say if you win it. The Rockhounds didn't. Final score was 2-0, as you might expect. Just really good pitching, just enough hitting for the Hooks. It came early in the game, and they went on to hold on to that 2-0 victory. And all of a sudden, the Hooks, now they're still three games under 500, but this is a team which has not had all of the cylinders working, and in fact has not had all of the cylinders available. Drew Gilbert in particular, Will Wagner as well, two guys who are really key pieces to this Corpus Christi team. Drew Gilbert rated either 1 or 3 in the Houston Astros system, and he is a guy who bats second in the order. Now, he's out of the ballgame. He's not in the lineup this evening as Drew, but he is a guy who has really added a great deal to this team. He's one of those guys that wherever you insert him, he simply expands the lineup in a very positive way. So, again, he's not in the lineup tonight, but he bears mentioning because along with Will Wagner and four others, they are among the top 22 prospects in the Astros organization among position players. The Hooks have also, all of a sudden, found the joy of pitching. They have three shutouts, obviously one of them coming last night, but those three shutouts have come in their last 9 games. And that included a 1-0 dandy. In fact, a pair of 1-0 shutouts and then 2-0 last night. So all of a sudden, the Corpus Christi Hooks, they are not under the radar anymore. Said it last night. I was visiting with a couple of good folks here in the press box in Corpus Christi before this game. And unless somebody goes crazy now down the stretch of the first half in each of the last two seasons, Amarillo, actually, I guess that was a couple of seasons ago, but Amarillo and San Antonio really kind of busted loose and took control of the pennant races over the last, week, 10 days, 2 weeks. If nobody goes crazy as those teams did, this really shapes up as a remarkably tight pennant race. Coming into play this evening, the Rockhounds hold a 1-game lead over the San Antonio Mission. San Antonio rallied back and they walked off over the Amarillo Sod Poodles last night in San Antonio. So the Mission's just a game back. Corpus Christi has now gotten to within 3 games They are in third place in the division, but only three games back. They are a half game ahead of the Frisco Rough Riders in the standings. Then Amarillo, well, they are trailing the field right now, and whether they can get back in or not obviously remains to be seen, but I think you have four ball clubs easily, and maybe five, that can really be in it down the stretch. Again, Rockhounds by one game over San Antonio, three over Corpus Christi, and 3.5 over Frisco. Amarillo five games out. And one little addition, one little asterisk to throw in there. The Frisco Rough Riders have that half game out. That will not be made up. They will play, barring any other rainouts, etc. But Frisco will play 68 games, while everybody else in the division will play 69. And, yeah, that can make a difference. If they finish a half game up, there you be. There is no tie break in that kind of a situation. So with 28 games to go, really, really getting interesting in the Texas League South. We'll take a look at the pitching matchup for you in just a couple of moments. Get set to play baseball at the beach when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Right-hander Joey Estes gets the baseball for the Rockhounds tonight. He's 1-3, but a 4.24 ERA. Goes against Blair Henley, former University of Texas standout. Henley 0-1 with a 6.67 earned run average. More on the two right-handers as we get set to play game number three of this six-game series. By the way, next couple of nights, start time moves to 7:05, and then Sunday evening to wrap up the Rockdown's first of two visits to Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. 6:35 start time on Sunday. We have a big group of kids, about 35 strong, about set to sing the national anthem. Let's take you downstairs for the Star-Spangled Banner. It's red glare. It gets tough, doesn't it? That's terrific. Big bunch of kiddos all wearing navy blue t-shirts, and they are going to, well, not jog, they're going to run off the field. Love that youthful enthusiasm here tonight in Corpus Christi. Blair Henley will make his eighth start. He is one of the guys who's been used in a piggyback start, as the Hooks do in a lot of cases. So Blair Henley, right-hander, making his eighth appearance, 0-1, 6.67 earned run average, as mentioned. Joey Estes goes to the mound for the Rockdowns. He's 1-3, very respectable, 4.24 ERA, and Joey has been one of the tougher guys in the league to hit, opposition hitting just .220 against him. It's been a big swing of the bat here or there that has cost him. We'll see what will be happening here this evening with Joey as he will make his ninth appearance for the Rockhounds, his seventh as a starter. So that's our pitching matchup. We're playing under gray skies. Field is entirely in shadows as we get set to start this one. We'll check the thermometer and play some baseball. Right-hander Blair Henley with baseball in hand, and he throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
83 degrees on the thermometer, and again, the heat index is always a factor here. 88 degrees, but very mild, really. Of course, a little bit humid. That'll always be the case by the beach. Chase Calabui gets set to lead it off, and right-hander Blair Henley to face him. Let's play some baseball from Corpus Christi. First pitch of this one sails up and away, and we are underway. 6:38 for the first pitch. Again, field entirely in shadows. Pitch to Chase, swung on, sent in the air to center field. And before I could tell you, he went 3-for-4 last night. He is 0-for-1 here. He doubled on the first pitch of the game last night. Flies out to center field straight away. And one man down for Lawrence Butler. Lawrence will be the DH in this game, but again, batting in the very familiar number 2 spot. So Calabuig in left leads it off. Lawrence Butler, the designated hitter, batting second. He stands in. Pitch from Henley just off the outside corner for ball 1-1-0. Brett Harris batting third and playing third. Brett in the on-deck circle. And Daryl Hernandez will be the shortstop batting cleanup. Backdoor pitch and a beauty off speed called strike 1-1. A freighter moves through the shipping channel behind the left field wall. Always impressive. Swinging a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Backhanded at the shoot tops by Will Wagner. He throws to first for the out. Two up, two down. Brett Harris will be the batter. Logan Davidson batting fifth for the Rockhounds. He's at second base. Logan Davidson at second in the 5 spot. Batting sixth is Denzel Clark in center field. Denzel moving to the 6th spot. Shane McGuire, first baseman in this game. He'll bat 7th. Shane at first base. Pitch from Henley. Got the outside corner at the knees. Called strike to Brett 0-1. William Simonite batting 8th, and he'll do the catching. William Simonite behind the dish. And Michael Goldberg bats 9th and plays the 9th spot. Goldberg in right field. Pitch down and away to the Rockhounds' third baseman. One ball, one strike to Brett. Calabuig, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Davidson, and Clark in the middle. And McGuire, Simonite, and Goldberg will round it out. Pitch to Brett. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 1-2. Everything is relative, of course, but Brett, a little bit of a struggle of late. Everybody's going to have him. Last 10 games, hitting under .200, very much uncharacteristic. And just under .300 now, .299 on the season. The 0-2 pitch bounces it foul, and the count remains 1-2. For Blair Henley, he's faced the Rockhounds twice, once as a starter, once as a piggyback starter. He's gone 5 2/3 innings. Hounds have not been kind to him, but he's a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning and a swing and a foul back, and it's still 1-2. Hounds have 11 hits in 5 2/3 against Henley, scored 10 runs against him at Momentum Bank Ballpark, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, but a very solid start here. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. So for Brett, again, it's been a little bit of a struggle of late, and everybody goes through that. But boy, it's certainly the first time on this year for Brett Harris. He has been among the league's very best hitters all season. But he strikes out here, and the top of the first inning is a quick one as the Rockhounds go 1-2-3. So to the bottom half of the first we go. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Joey Estes, the Corpus Christi Hooks coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Joey Estes to the mound for the Rockhounds, and he'll face Will Wagner to lead it off. One of the half dozen or so, well, it's not half a dozen or so, it is half a dozen prospects among the position players for the Hooks, who rank among the top 22 in the Houston Astros organization. Will Wagner moving to second base in this game, and he'll lead it off, left-handed hitter. Quincy Hamilton will bat second, the designated hitter. Quincy Hamilton is the DH. Joey Loperfido moves to center field, and boy, he has been a nemesis. Batting third is Loperfido. Wagner stands in. Joey Estes with a stretch and first pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Scott Schreiber will bat cleanup for the Hooks. He's the first baseman. Schreiber at first. And Colin Barber in left field, batting fifth. Barber in left. Estes pitch, chopper up the middle of the shortstop, Hernandez. A couple of hops near the bag, makes the play and the throw. And one man down as Wagner bounces out to shortstop Darryl Hernandez. One away for Quincy Hamilton. Shea Whitcomb will bat in the sixth spot and play the sixth position. Shea Whitcomb at shortstop. Kennedy Corona batting seventh in right field. Corona is in right. Chad Stevens moves to third base. He'll bat eighth. Chad Stevens at third base. Hamilton waits. Chopper, second base. On a hop, Logan Davidson. Nice throw across the body for the out. Two ground ball outs early on. Two up, two down for here's Joey Loperfido. C.J. Stubbs will round it out. He's the catcher. Stubbs behind the plate and batting ninth. So Wagner, Hamilton, and Loperfido. Schreiber, Barber, and Whitcomb. Corona, Stevens, and Stubbs against the Rockhounds right-hander. Good news and bad news with Joey Loperfido coming to the bat, coming to the plate, that is. The bad news is he's coming to the plate. He looks to bunt, takes a strike. It's 0-1. The good news is he's coming up with nobody on base. He has driven in 11 runs in the season series, which spans 8 games. And he's hitting .429 against the Hounds. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Of course, it's a small sample size, and we see it in almost every series that a guy or two will be hitting, going a little bit nuts. But, boy, guys on each of these clubs has really had a strong series. Ground ball right side, and Davidson will make the play. Logan, edge of the grass, throws to first. Loperfido is out. So each team goes 1-2-3, and a picking up where last night's game left off. Again, it was a 2-0 win last night for the Hooks. And boy, pitching really did indeed dominate. So one inning complete in Corpus Christi. We are at Whataburger Field in our Village Car Wash score. After one, Hounds and Hooks are scoreless.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, each team goes 1-2-3 in the first, and Darryl Hernandez leads it off for the Hounds. Takes just out of the way for Blair Henley for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Darryl, then Logan Davidson and Denzel Clark in the second. Sunshine breaking out. Pitch swung on, lifted high and foul after the seats on the right side. It's 0-1. So with the sun now very much a factor, the shadows stretch out left to right across this ballpark. The outfield entirely in sunshine early on. Pitch, boy, just got there. Darryl turns away, thought that pitch was inside. Looked that way, but it got there. 1-2. Today is asking for his timeout. Boy, Darryl really thought that pitch missed. Ball and two strikes. No wind-up motion from Henley. Blair's pitch and a chopper toward third. Waiting for it is Stevens, who make the play and the throw, and Hernandez is out. Ball handled by Chad Stevens at third base, one away for Logan Davidson. Defensively for Corpus Christi, Colin Barber is in left field. Joey Loperfido is in center. Kennedy Corona in right field. Chad Stevens just made that play, moving from short to third in this game. Shea Whitcomb is the shortstop. Will Wagner moves to second. And Scott Schreiber at first. A bunt attempt by Davidson and a good one, but the pitcher makes the play throw. And did he get him? He did, by a quarter step. Good play, helping his own cause there by pitcher Blair Henley. Good idea by Logan, but he dropped down the bunt, and Henley was, boy, right off the mound quickly. Strong throw got him by that quarter step or so. Now Denzel Clark. So five up and five down for the Rockhounds. Again, Henley looking for, I guess, a modicum of revenge, or just a different storyline against the Hounds here after struggling in West Texas. Delivers a strike over the inside corner to Denzel. Clark at 276, four home runs, 15 driven in. The 0-1 from Henley. Up high for a ball. And the count had a ball and a strike. Field drifts back into shadows now. Good amount of cloudage in the area. Pitch good. Breaking pitch. Snaps over the inside edge. Called strike 1-2. Denzel at 276. Four home runs. They've all come against the hooks. Right-handed hitter asking for time briefly. Now stands back in. 1-2. Nobody on and two men down. Henley with a pitch. Upside and high. Ball 2. 2-2. Hooks last night got a tremendous start from Spencer Arrighetti. And then four relievers went one inning each in the 2-0 shutout. This pitch bounced foul at the plate, got a tiny piece of it to Denzel. A couple of folks saying today, what a good job that Jack Cushing did. He gave up a couple of runs over six innings. I mean, that's a quality start any way you look at it. That's a 3 ERA. But he took the loss 2-0. Hounds just could get nothing going against the hooks. Pitch down, away, and back to the screen. And the count goes 3-2. So full count to Denzel. Nobody on, two men down in the top of the second. Shane McGuire waiting on deck. Denzel waits, count 3-2. Payoff pitch from Henley. And a called third strike at the knees, and Denzel out on strikes. Second strikeout for Blair Henley. And the Rockhounds again go 1-2-3. To the bottom of the second inning we go. Village Car Wash score of our game from Corpus Christi. Hooks and Hounds, no score.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Joey Estes back to the hill, bottom half of the second inning, middle third of the Corpus Christi order. Scott Schreiber, Colin Barber, and Shea Whitcomb. Mentioned a little bit earlier, Joey, that he's making his ninth appearance, his seventh as a starter. In 34 innings, he's allowed only 28 hits. In fact, that is now 39, or 35 innings, rather, with a 28 base hit. He has walked 15 batters. That number is a little high, not shockingly, but maybe a tinge high. But he's also struck out 30 batters. So the opposition hitting just 220 against him and a very good whip of 1.26. Ranks among the league leaders in opponent average and is also up there in whip as well. Scott Schreiber leads it off. First pitch up and in, ball one. One ball, no strike. Schreiber, right-handed hitting first baseman. Very solid, 283. Three homers, 14 driven in. Upright stance, ever so slightly open. 1-0 pitch, just off the inside corner. Ball two, 2-0. Defensively for the Rockhounds, Chase Calabuig is in left field. Denzel Clark is in center. Michael Goldberg gets the start in right. Pitch, boy, just outside. Nestis wants to know where that was. Well, Joey, that was one of those looks of genuine surprise. Threw it right where he wanted, called ball three. 3-0 count. See if Schreiber is green-lighted here. Pitch called strike. Schreiber started to go to first base. So, of course, several of the folks here will boo, but looked pretty good. 3-1. Gets around the rest of the defense here in a moment. The three-ball, one-strike stretch, and pitch by Estes. Fastball, foul back, 3-2. Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez on the left side of the infield. Brett at third base. Daryl, of course, at short. Logan Davidson has been the second baseman pretty much every day since Cooper Bowman's injury. Delivery way up high for a ball. Ball four. So, again, Joey with 16 walks issued. That's the game's first base runner. Shane McGuire gets the call at first base for the Rockhounds. And William Simonite is behind the plate. That will bring up Colin Barber. Barber at 281. Hitting just under 500, though, in the season series as the left-handed hitter. He has dealt with injury in his career. Runner goes on the first pitch, taken up high, and the throw nowhere near in time. Boy, easy steal for Schreiber. Got a great jump. And we have seen this before. San Antonio ran against Joey with success his last time out. So runner in scoring position. The hooks very aggressive on the base paths here. And a 1-0 count to Barber. MLB has Colin Barber rated the number three prospect in the Astros organization. Takes just up and away for a ball, 2-0. They have the fellow we mentioned in the pregame, Drew Gilbert, who is getting the evening off. But Gilbert, number one prospect, according to MLB. He's really made a difference for this team. Pitch up and in. Boy, all of a sudden, Joey now back-to-back 3-0 starts. Walked Scott Schreiber, who now steals second base. 3-0 to Colin Barber. Shane Whitcomb is on deck. Estes comes set, looks at second, comes to the plate. Pitch gets there for a called strike, and again, 3-1. Joey coming to the A's in the Matt Olson trade, which was March 2022. along with the guy who goes tomorrow, Ryan Cusick. Here's a shot just foul down the third baseline. That was nifty by our crew chief, Ty Krause. That was sharply hit, and it was right under his feet. So Ty had to jump over the baseball and pointed foul all at the same time. You don't think of umpiring as being a particularly athletic profession. It, of course, actually does have some obviously very athletic elements, or can. But that's one of them. Got to get out of the way and make the call all at the same time. So it's 3-2, first base open. Colin Barber, the batter from the left side. Schreiber dances off second, doesn't go. Pitch from Estes, got him, called third strike. Barber tossing the bat away, and of course the crowd will boo, but that pitch looked pretty good. Knee-high inside corner. That's a really aggressive pitch by Joey Estes. One on and one out for Shea Whitcomb on the whip. Whitcomb hitting 247, but boy, when he gets it, it goes. Of Shea's 36 hits, 20 have been for extra bases, 11 doubles and 9 out of the ballpark. Stretch by the right-hander Estes, long stretch. Now to the plate, good backup pitch, off speed for a strike, 0-1. Shea Whitcomb, right-handed hitter, and again, with some pop. Estes looks in for the sign, that left arm parallel with the ground as he holds the glove up to the chin. When he gets his sign, the 0-1 pitch is sliced foul out of play, and it's 0-2. With his 9 home runs, by the way, Whitcomb tied for 4th in the league. Chandler Redmond of Springfield has 16. 10 is the next total, and then in 9 for Whitcomb, so tied for 4th in the league in the long ball. 0-2 pitch, and that ball hit well in the air. Left center field, on the move, Denzel Clark cannot get there. That ball will roll all the way to the wall. The hooks are on the board. Line drive double. Boy, talk about again with Shea Whitcomb, and that was an 0-2 pitch. So that will drive Joey Estes crazy as Whitcomb went and got it. He lined it in the left center field, just out of the reach of Denzel Clark, and an 0-2 RBI double brings home the game's first run. On the game's first hit. Now here's Kennedy Corona. The Hooks, I think, are going to be really dangerous the rest of the way. They're a team, talking to the good folks here, including my great friend Michael Coffin, the radio voice of the Hooks. Team that had some guys sidelined a bit. First pitch swung on and missed, good backup delivery. Kennedy Corona comes up empty, 0-1. The addition of Drew Gilbert, certainly important. Will Wagner now playing in his 20th game tonight. Boy, if the pitching holds up, I think this team can be really dangerous, really do swing. And here's a high fly ball center field. Clark going back has room. Runner will tag at second base, catch made, and the throw will going to come all the way to third, a little bit wide, but advancing to third base. That is the second out of the inning, but Whitcomb does move up. Corona flying out to fairly deep center field. One on and two down for Chad Stevens. Stevens, the third baseman in this game, has played mostly shortstop. Chad, a 217. A couple of home runs, 11 driven in. Joey Estes trying to limit the Hooks to one run. Hounds have really been stifled offensively through much of the first couple of games of the series. Ground ball sharply hit to short. Bernays is there, and the throw is in time. So Chad Stevens bounces out. The inning is over. It's one run on one hit and a walk. No errors, and one man left on base. So the Hooks breaking out on top. We played a couple at the beach, and our Village Car Wash score through two. The Hooks lead the Hounds 1-0.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, Hooks one, Rockhounds nothing. Bottom third of the order, Rockhounds looking for their first base runner against Blair Henley. So, boy, the difference between home and road has been noticeable for the right-hander. Henley's first pitch off the outside corner to Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Shane at 247 now on the season. Left-handed hitter moving to first base in this game. Off-speed pitch had him way out in front, over the top. Fooled him with a changeup. Count one ball, one strike. Shane, couple of home runs, 10 driven in. Infield has him shaded solidly to pull. The one ball, one strike pitch. Call strike knee high, inside edge. Boy, can't throw it much better than that. Pitch had a little run on it down in inside part of the plate at the knees. 1-2, Henley with a stretch and pitch, breaking ball down, ball 2-2. Henley was a seventh-round choice by the Astros, 2019, out of the University of Texas. No wind-up motion, right-handed delivers, bounce foul wide of first base. Juan DeLaNay makes the bare-handed play. Okay, knocked it down and then retrieved it, but always hit fairly sharply. Count two balls, two strikes. William Simonite and Michael Goldberg to follow in the third. Backdoor pitch, ground ball out toward the shortstop. Backhanded by Whitcomb, sets up throws and got him by a step. Shea, a little bit of trouble getting that ball out of the glove initially, but made the play. So seven up, seven down for Henley. And here is William Simonite. Simo, the catcher in this game. Hasn't had a ton of playing time, but has hit 311 with a home run and eight driven in. Right-handed hitter against the right-hander Henley. Ground ball to third base. Couple of hops even with the bag. Chad Stevens makes that play. So the Rockhounds eight up and eight down. Chad Blair Henley, 5 2/3 innings in two appearances against the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Gave up 11 hits. He has now faced eight batters, retired them all. Here's Michael Goldberg, Michael's first appearance of the series. 300 batting average, couple of home runs, 14 driven in, takes a high strike inside edge, 0-1. A little bit of veiled sunlight sneaking through on the ballpark. As Goldberg waits for the bases empty, pitch was just down and away, one ball, one strike. That pitch missed, but that was a really good idea. Top of the order, Chase Calabrese on deck. Pitch well inside for ball. That one just slipped off the fingertips. And you can tell a bit of reaction from Blair Henley. Blair is a Fort Worth native, so Texan who went to school at UT. Pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes 3-1. With bright sunlight now all of a sudden sneaking through again. 3-1 pitch. Punch foul out of play. Full count, 3-2. So Blair Henley now a pitch away from 9 up and 9 down in this game. Right-hander with a stretch and pitch. Just outside and low, ball 4. Not by much. Goldberg with a good eye, as we used to say in Little League. So he reaches base. One man on with two men down. Rockhounds did not score in the last three innings opening night of this series and were shut out last night That takes the total to 12 and two more innings here, so they have not scored in 14 and two-thirds. Pitch to Chase Calabrese is fouled away. Count is 0-1. Chase flew out to center field to open the ball game. Spencer Arrighetti, the Corpus starter last evening, went five innings, gave up only three base hits, and each one of them was off Chase's bat. Went 3-for-4 when the game was done. Pitch to Calabrese well outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Books one, Rock counts nothing, top of the third inning. Some seagulls flying in the breeze, as you sometimes see at this ballpark. Sailing over into right center field. 1-1 pitch, ground ball right back up the middle, but behind the bag. That's going to be handled nicely by Whitcomb. Throws the first for the out. Boy, sharply hit ball. Went right past the, basically right past the cap of pitcher Blair Henley, but it was handled by Whitcomb behind the bag at second. Hard hit ball, but nothing to show. No runs on a hit, on no hits, rather a walk. No errors, and one man left on base. To the bottom half of the third inning we go. A Village Car Wash score in Corpus Christi. The hook's one. The Rock counts nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. It is always kind of a dicey deal if you trade your ace pitcher. Of course, it doesn't happen all that often, but it does happen. And if that pitcher is kind of the face of your franchise as well, and one of the most popular players on your team, well, you really put yourself out there. Well, the Seattle Mariners did that in 1989, and they took some heat for it. We go to the bottom half of the third inning of play, and here's C.J. Stubbs to lead it off. Fouls the first pitch straight back. 0-1, top of the order on deck, Will Wagner and Quincy Hamilton. Books one, Hounds nothing in the third. Books winning the pitcher's duel last night 2-0, lead this one 1-0 early on. 0-1 pitch to Stubbs. Joey tried to sneak a fastball by him, missed outside, 1-1. Stubbs hitting 180. He's 18 for 100, has only four extra base hits, and they've all left the ballpark. Swings and sends a towering pop-up. This is playable third base side, Brett Harris. And he's got it in fair territory in the shadows for the first out of the inning. On this day, 1989, the Mariners had a pitcher named Mark Langston. Now, Seattle is my hometown. I'm still at least in the Pacific Northwest at the time. And Mark Langston was really, really popular, and he was a very good pitcher. Truly the ace of the Seattle staff, and the Mariners traded him along with a minor leaguer. Called strike on a fastball to Will Wagner. Wagner, left-handed hitter, bounced to short his first time. They got three pitchers in return, two of them serviceable. Here's the 0-1, way up and in, one ball, one strike. And then Seattle got another pitcher in the deal, and it worked out pretty well, even though Mark Langston continued to pitch very, very well for a long while. Pitch, boy, tough strike, knee high, inside corner. Estes working at a nice pace, jumps ahead of Wagner, 1-2. Nobody on and one man down in the third inning. Joey with a 1-2 pitch and a foul tip in and out of Simo's glove. 1-2, just got a tiny piece of that. The guy that Seattle got in return was just kind of developing as a He's not only a pitcher, but a really good one. Here's the 1-2. Lifted high in the air. Left center field, Lawrence Butler. Or is going to be Chase. It'll be Chase Calaboy, the left fielder. Both guys right there. Fly ball to left center. Two men down. Well, the prime guy that the Mariners got back pitched for Seattle for the next decade. He won 130 games. Tossed the first no-hitter in Mariners history and recorded more than 2,100 strikeouts. And that was just with Seattle, because after a decade in the Pacific Northwest, he wasn't through. Pitch swung on, ground ball, right side, got a chance. Logan Davidson makes the play. 360 spin, turn, throw, got him. Really nice play by Logan Davidson. Taking a hit away from Quincy Hamilton. Range to his left onto the outfield grass. Made the complete spin, turn, and a really nice throw right on the money. Three up, three down, thanks to a terrific play by Logan Davidson. There aren't a lot of totals to give you, but we'll give them to you coming up along with more of our Hilliard trivia. We've played three innings in Corpus Christi. Village Car Wash score has the hooks on top, 1-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Not much on the board, but the Hooks have the lead. Rockhounds, no runs, no hits, no errors. One base runner on a walk. Corpus, one run, one hit, no errors, and two base runners, the other on a walk. Lawrence Butler stands in, takes down low for ball one. Top of the fourth inning underway. Lawrence Butler, Brett Harris, and Daryl Hernandez to face Blair Henley, who is, boy, a whole different cat than the guy we saw at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Former Longhorn delivers down the way, ball two. Hooks got a leadoff walk and a steal from Scott Schreiber in the second. RBI double by Shea Whitcomb. Pitch to Butler, nubbed foul off the end of the bat. The count is 2-1. Rockhounds got a walk to Michael Goldberg in the third. That is it, the only base runner. Hooks lead the series 2-0 with a walk-off win with a 3-run ninth inning on Tuesday. 2-1 pitch, line drive, right side, base hit, Lawrence Butler. And man, he sat back and just ripped that. So the Hounds have their first base hit, each team with a hit and a walk in this game. The Hooks winning last night behind outstanding pitching. Mentioned in the pregame, that is the third shutout of by Corpus Christi, on the year. And they have all come in the last nine games. Two against Tulsa, 1-0 each, and the Hounds falling last night 2-0. Now here's Brett Harris. Struck out his first time. Looks to bunt. Takes a strike. Boy, just got there knee-high outside edge. The Rockhounds lead the South Division by one game over San Antonio, three over the Hooks, 3.5 over Frisco, and by 5 over Amarillo. 28 games to go, including the game we are watching. 0-1 pitch, drops down low, 1-1. Again, boy, you make that turn, you go midway through the half, and all of a sudden you're counting them down in late May. Nature of the split season's pitch, boy, just down and away, 2-1. Daryl Hernandez on deck for the Rockhounds here in the top half of the fourth inning. Teams play tomorrow and Saturday at 7:05, Sunday evening at 6:05, the second half of this six-game series. 2-1, big swing and a miss. 2-2 to Brett. Ryan Cusick gets the start tomorrow for the Rockhounds. He has been exceptional. Time called here by Brett. Steps out for a moment. Now the clock will start to tick again. Base runner Lawrence Butler runs well. He has 10 steals in 11 outings. Now what do we have? Oakland Empire stepped out for a moment. Called time. Now we're ready to go. Two balls, two strikes, long set. Henley with a pitch. Swung on, ground ball, might be two to third base. Stevens to second for one, and on to first. Yep, double play around the horn. Well, frustration continues for Brett. He has just been in one of those stretches where the dish has been anything but friendly, and he is a frustrated batter as he goes back to the dugout. Yeah, Brett hit him under 200 now his last 10 games. Very, very uncharacteristic. Here's Darryl Hernandez. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the base hit, first of the game for the Rockhounds. Wiped away on the double play. Bases empty, two down. Hernandez takes. Good backup pitch for a strike. Count one and one to the Rockhounds shortstop. Bounced out to third, his first time up. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, and fouls it back, and it's one and two. Ooh, boy, that ball, I don't know what that caromed off of, but that came back into the seats on a line drive. Kind of cool. We have what appears to be, anyway, a dad and three kiddos. Yep, and boy, the dad caught the foul ball and gave it to the young man sitting right next to him. Pitch just outside, two and two. Tough pitch to take. Kiddo, by the way, wearing a Hooks jersey, and he has a baseball to go with it. Life is really good right now. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, ball three. Full count to Darryl Hernandez. Nobody on, two out. Fourth inning, 1-0 Hooks. And the field back in shadows. Mother Nature going back and forth with us. 3-2 pitch to Darryl. Ground ball, third base, two hops. Stevens is there, makes the play in the throw. Got to hurry, but Hernandez is out. Boy, Hooks have been absolutely terrific on the mound here in the last couple of ball games. No runs on a hit, no errors. The double play wipes it away, and nobody left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Oh, we'll identify that guy that the Seattle Mariners acquired, trading their ace for a pretty good pitcher. Village Car Wash score after 3.5. Hooks one, Hounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour. Schedule an in-person visit and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Joey Loperfido leads it off. We go to the bottom of the fourth, and Joey Estes' first pitch is bounced foul at the plate back to the screen, 0-1. And Loperfido bounced to second his first time up. Been terrific against the Hounds. Left-handed hitter moves to center field in this game. Takes a fastball up and in. Aggressive pitch that just missed a little high and tight. One ball, one strike. Loperfido on the year at 309. Against the Hounds, a little better than 400. The 1-1. Boy, just missed low. Two balls, one strike. Scott Schreiber, who has scored the game's only run, and Colin Barber will follow here in the Hooks' fourth inning. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and ripped right field. Base hit down the line. Low for Fido just continues to absolutely torment the Hounds. He's going to turn and jump to three. Relay throw. Be cut off. It is a sliding triple. Didn't have to, but he slides in. Triple for Low for Fido. My goodness. That is a leadoff triple into the right field corner. The ball kind of bounded away. And I think Low for Fido saw that as he was rounding first base and knew he had a chance to get to third. Second hit of the game for the Hooks. Low for Fido, my goodness, he's now 13 for 30 against the Hounds. Overall, he's hit for the cycle. He has four doubles, a triple, and a home run. 11 driven in, and now he's at third with nobody out, infield in. Scott Schreiber swings, loops one. Foul ball, long run, over the shoulder. Great effort by Shane McGuire. The ball just eluded his reach. That would have been fascinating had McGuire made that catch. Well, Profito kind of broke for the plate. I don't imagine he tagged up there, but he might have been able to. That was a really terrific effort by Shane McGuire at first base. Little looper in foul ground, and he almost snagged it. 0-1 count to Schreiber. Walked, stole a base, and scored his first time up. Infield in. Pitch by Joey. Swung on and missed. Good high fastball. 0-2. Colin Barber on deck. So the Hooks in business here. Joey Loperfido may weep openly when the Rockhounds depart town after Sunday. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball out towards second base. In between hop for Logan Davidson. Runner has to hold. Throw to first in time. Infield in. Top spin, long one, hopper to Logan. One man down. And Seattle traded Mark Langston, the very, very popular ace of their staff. Got three guys from Montreal. Two of them were, I guess, kind of, well, they were serviceable. Brian Holman and Gene Harris. Greg Harris. Was it Gene or Greg? I didn't write it down. I was trying to remember by memory. Don't do that, Bob. Colin Barber, the batter, left-handed hitter, infield in. Pitch by Estes, swung on. Lifted high in the air, foul ball, left side. Brett giving a look, but he'll run out of room. 0-1. It was Gene Harris. Goodness. But the third guy, you'll know his name. The third guy was Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson pitched for the Mariners for a decade. He won 130 games, pitched the first no-hitter in franchise history, struck out 2,100 batters, in a Seattle uniform. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted high in the air again. Pop up. Brett has room perhaps. Third base foul ground toward the seats over the shoulder. Got it! Nice catch. Brett Harris. And has the presence of mind to turn and throw to home just in case Lou Profito was tagging. That was right on the edge of the tarp on the third baseline. Nice play by Brett Harris. Two down for Shane Whitcomb. Drove in the first run of the game with a double. Of course, Randy Johnson went on to win 300 games, 303, 4,875 strikeouts, second all-time behind Nolan Ryan. But in his career, longest stint was with Seattle on a trade made on this date. Pitch by Estes, swung on, lifted high, and foul out of play. By the way, Mark Langston went on to win 105 more games. He pitched briefly for Montreal, then went over to the Angels. He won a bunch of games as well. And, of course, Randy Johnson pitching for multiple teams, including Arizona, winning the world title. Here's the 0-1, up high for a ball. Other side of a break. Tell you a quick story about Randy Johnson that I think is one of the coolest things I have ever seen a starting pitcher, a star pitcher, do. One ball, one strike. Runner at third. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Ground ball. Third base side, but foul. Wide of the bag. 1-2. Whitcomb's double, which was a line drive to left center field, came on an 0-2 pitch in the second inning. He's down in the count here, 1-2, runner at third, two away. Estes looks for the exit sign. 1-2 stretch. Right-hander's pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss. And Joey Estes, just a little bit of a fist pump, very subtly so, gave up a leadoff triple and gets out of the inning. A ground ball out. The nice play by Brett Harris on the foul ball at third and a whiff. So it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on base and a great escape by Joey Estes. So we are bound to the top half of the fifth. Village Car Wash scored through four complete. The hook's on top, 1-0.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We'll see where this game takes us from this point, but if, big if of course, but if the Rockhounds come back and win this game, boy, circle the bottom half of the fourth inning. Leadoff triple by the nemesis himself, Joey Loperfido. When Joey Estes comes back with three consecutive outs, gets out of the inning. Top of the fifth inning, and Logan Davidson getting set to lead it off. By the way, one of my favorite stats, Randy Johnson is second all-time in big league history in strikeouts, 4,875, second all-time. You know, of course, Nolan Ryan leads all-time. You know how many strikeouts Randy Johnson is behind? Or, well, I guess he's not going to pitch anymore, neither is Nolan. 839. That's astounding. Pitch just down and away to Logan Davidson for ball one, 1-0. Of course, Randy also, or I should say Nolan, also leads all-time in walks by nearly 1,000. I mean, that is amazing. That's out of everybody who's ever pitched. 1-0 delivery, good breaking pitch, off speed for a strike, 1-1. Logan tried to bunt his way on his first time. Dropped down a pretty good bunt, but Blair Henley, the pitcher, made the play. Waits close to his shift. Here's a swing and a foul away. The third baseman is Chad Stevens. We've seen him at shortstop. He's basically playing shortstop right now. Shea Whitcomb, the shortstop, is shading up the middle about as much as you can. A little wide of the bag, of course. 1-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-2. Logan Davidson, Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire in the Rockhounds' fifth. 1-0 hooks. Stretch and 2-2 pitch. Just down and in. Boy, that's good patience by Logan. Full count now, 3-2. Hitless in last night's game, but hitting .283 on the season is Logan. Batting from the left side, here's the 3-2 pitch. Up and away, ball four. So the second walk issued by Henley, third base runner for the Hounds, and here's Denzel. Struck out his first time to Denzel Clark. In 1995, the Mariners and the New York Yankees played in that terrific playoff series. It was won on a swing of the bat by, I think, one of the great hitters of all time, Edgar Martinez, who scored Ken Griffey Jr., who is, by any estimation, one of the great players of all time, hitter and otherwise. Pitch just down and into Denzel, 1-0. But that game went into extra innings. The Mariners won the series. Randy Johnson had been called upon to pitch in relief in that game. And as I recall, he went three innings. Here's that's the top of the head stuff. 1-0 pitch, check swing, did he go? The appeal? No, did not. Crowd will grumble. Can't blame him. That's really just judgment. And I was watching that game with my dear late wife Peggy, and we were watching. I was a little torn. I grew up a Yankee fan, but I'm from Seattle, so I'm rooting for the Mariners. Called strike 2-1 to Denzel, but it was just a great game. It's a great baseball game, is all I'm saying. And Johnson came in out of the bullpen, pitched a scoreless inning, and you figured that was it because, obviously, he's a starter and a guy who was used a lot of innings. Backed up pitch called strike two and two. The Mariners didn't score in the bottom half of the extra inning. Johnson went out, pitched another inning. And he might have only gone two, but I recall a camera shot in the Mariners dugout. Here's the 2-2. Swung on the lifted high and foul out of play. Certainly after his second inning of relief, you figured that was it for Randy Johnson. But, you know, they had the camera on him in the dugout, and he turned to that boy or whoever and asked for his jacket, which he slipped over his left arm. In other words, saying, guys, if you need me, I'll go back out. That was pretty doggone cool. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. And again, this is one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history. I think it might have been after he had pitched two innings, and then the Mariners got that, boy, absolutely in franchise history anyway, iconic hit from Edgar. And Ken Griffey Jr. scored and ended the game in the series. But Johnson said, hey, you need me, I'll go back out. I thought that was just great stuff. Pitch down and away, ball three, 3-2. It was a series which a lot of folks wrote made Seattle a baseball city. That's Hokum, by the way. It's always been a great baseball town, actually. I know. I was a fan. Here's the 3-2. High fly ball. Left field. High and deep. Denzel Clark, does it have enough? Nope. At the wall there to make the catch is Barber. Denzel Clark missed a two-run home run by about a foot. In fact, if that ball is 5 to 10 feet to the right, it is gone. The outfield wall jets out a little bit right where Denzel hit that, and Barber had just enough room at the wall reaching up to make the catch. That's a short wall out there at that juncture. In fact, it's short all the way around in this ballpark. About 5 feet high or so. Pitch with a called strike that gets away from the catcher, C.J. Stubbs. You don't see that very often. Shane McGuire, an 0-1 count. Well, Denzel just missed changing the course of this ball game. We get another freighter moving through the shipping channel. Don't always get multiple in a game. Always such a cool sight. So close you can almost see the faces of the guys that are standing on deck. Really cool backdrop here. 0-1 count. McGuire waits. One on, one out. Stretch a pitch to Shane. Down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Shane McGuire, left-handed hitter, catcher, and in this case, first baseman. Logan Davidson, the base runner, on the leadoff walk. McGuire takes, just down low, ball two to Shane, two balls, one strike. Shane, left-handed hitter, speaking of Washington, by the way, he's from Kent, Washington, just a little bit south of Seattle. Left-handed hitter stands in. Right-hander Henley comes set. Long set. 2-1 pitch. Down and in. Ball three. A 3-1 count. Henley went full to Logan Davidson, walked him, went full to Denzel with a couple of two-strike foul balls, and then Clark narrowly missed the two-run home run. 3-1 to Shane McGuire. Pitch to Shane. Swing sends one foul out of play. Left field side. Yep, that will get well out of play. 3-2. William Simonite on deck in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. 1-0 Hooks. Henley comes set. Hands at the belt. 3-2. Runner edging. Nye is going. Pitch swung on, looked at high in the air to right center field off the bat of McGuire. This ball is going to be, oh, it's going to fall between the two outfielders, I do believe. No, it's an out. My gosh, the catch made. Goodness gracious. Got to get a second look at this. Right and center fielders Corona and Loperfido crossed paths and a diving catch. Got to get a second look at this to give credit where credit is due. Just tremendous stuff. I don't think the guy who made the catch made the throw. Is it Loperfido It is, and he did make the throw. Lo Profeta made a sliding catch, reaching out with that gloved left hand, and absolutely takes a double away from Shane McGuire. Boy, he's done it with a bat, you know that. Joey Lo Profeta with a sensational catch, and it's two down. Logan Davidson hustling back to first base. Boy, that is, man, that ought to make somebody's highlight reel. Called strike in the knees to William Simonite. It's 0-1. He went a long way and made kind of a semi-divey, extended that long left arm and that glove and just got that ball off the blades of the grass. Marvelous play by Lo Profeta. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Wouldn't be surprised if he pitches and throws a scoreless inning against the Hounds the way he is performed in the season series between these two clubs. He's been brilliant at the plate, and that was sensational. Seen Joey in the infield more than outfield, but that was a play made in center. Pitch up and in, two balls and a strike. William Simonite bounced to third his first time up. One on and two men down. Boy, a near home run and robbery on a would-be double. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled away. It's 2-2. Boy, I mean, defense is been terrific. The catch against the wall was a really nice catch by left fielder Colin Barber. And Lo Profeta, probably about as good a catch as you will see in professional baseball tonight. There might be some better somewhere, but not many. And what do we have here? Might have had a balk. Yeah, we sure did. That's going to be a balk against Henley. So down to second base goes Logan Davidson. Tying run in scoring position. And a 2-2 count to Simo. Right-handed hitter waits. Hands away from the body and up high. Waggles that bat in short strokes. 2-2 stretch. Pitch to Simo. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball away. So after all of that, Henley takes matters into his own right arm and gets the strikeout. But boy, the defense behind him absolutely off the charts. In the inning, no runs or hits, no errors, one man left. Boy, a lot going on for an inning with no base hits. Couple of close calls for the Rockhounds, but we go to the bottom half of the fifth, midway through Thursday evening baseball in Corpus Christi. Village Car Wash score of the game. The Hooks lead the Hounds 1-0.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, we said it last night. I guess it'll be second verse, same as the first. This has been a really good ball game, but Corpus Christi leads it 1-0. Bottom third of the order, Kennedy Corona will lead it off. Chad Stevens and C.J. Stubbs to follow against Joey Estes, who fires over the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Corona flew out to center fielder Denzel Clark, his first time up, 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted in the air, right side, pop up, foul ground for Shane McGuire, and the first baseman gloves it for the out. Foul out to first base. One down in the fifth inning. The batter is Chad Stevens. Seaman's moving to third base in this game. Primarily has been used as shortstop when we have seen him. Everything else just underway in the Texas League as Stevens takes down and away for a ball. Actually, Arkansas and Frisco started about the same time we did. Arkansas 3, Frisco 1, top of the fifth. Hounds go to Arkansas from here. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the fastball away at 93, 1-1. And San Antonio, an early 1-0 lead over Amarillo. The Missions, just a game behind the Hounds. Swing, fly ball, right field, not deep. Coming on is Michael Goldberg, very shallow right field, and he will make the catch near the line. Fly ball to right, two men down in the fifth. Well, this game, very reminiscent, in fact, of last evening. Jack Cushing pitched a very good game. Spencer Arrighetti and company just a little bit better, and that's been the same here tonight with Joey Estes on the mound against Blair Henley. Boy, Henley has certainly gained a modicum of revenge against the Hounds, who roughed him up in West Texas. C.J. Stubbs takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. C.J. popped out to third baseman Brett Harris his first time. Nobody on, two down in the fifth. Estes fires a fastball outside corner at the knees, perfectly positioned pitch. Count quickly 0-2. Stubbs, right-handed hitting catcher. 0-2 count, pitched by Estes, just high for a ball. 1-2, top of the order, Will Wagner. On deck for the Corpus Christi Hooks here in the last of the fifth inning. Hooks with a 1-0 lead. The 1-2 pitch. Boy, and Joey took three steps on the downslope of the mound, thought for sure he had a strikeout. The dugout agrees. Felix Neon is going to hear that a little bit. Boy, I do not know where that one missed. It's 2-2. The pitch to Stubbs. Swings, ground ball to third base. Brett Harris to his left makes the play. Throws to first for the out. Stubbs hustles, but he's out by a half step. Good play by Brett, ranging to his left. Well, the bat has kind of let Brett Harris down of late, but doesn't take it into the field with him. He's made a couple of really nice plays at catch and foul ground in particular, and this one a nice play as well. So we have played five. And the Hooks with a one run across, and that has been it in this ball game. Give you some totals in a moment. Village Car Wash score through five. Hooks one, Hounds nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
The Hooks, with a repeat performance really of last night, lead this game by the score of 1-0. They won last evening 2-0. And for the second consecutive ball game, starter goes five and is really terrific. And for Blair Henley, he gave up 10 runs to the Hounds in 5 2/3 innings in two outings at Momentum Bank Ballpark when the clubs met at the end of April. He goes five innings in this game, gives up no runs, and in fact only one base hit. Peyton Plumlee is on, right-hander out of the Corpus Christi bullpen. And he will face 9-1-2 in the order. Michael Goldberg will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Then Chase Calabwig and Lawrence Butler. Plumlee is the piggyback starter, so basically if he pitches effectively, he can go the rest of the way. Pitch called strike on the outside edge to Goldberg, 0-1. Makes his fourth appearance, all as a starter prior to this one, so his first relief assignment for the second half of the piggyback start. Pitch outside for a ball, count goes 1-1. To Michael Goldberg. There is not much on the board. Rockhounds have no runs, one hit, one error charged as well. I'm going to go back and see where they found that pitch. Just outside, two balls and one strike. That was interesting. Did not see that when it popped up on the board. The Rockhounds, no runs, one hit, one error. 2-1 pitch, hard hit ball to shortstop. Oh, boy, and that one kicked right through Shea Whitcomb. And Goldberg's going to come for second base. There'll be a throw, but he will go in standing up ahead of it. So we'll see how that will be scored. Sharply hit ball. Shortstop Whitcomb looked like he might have been there. Now that will go as an error all the way. But, boy, give Michael Goldberg a ton of credit as he hustles into second base. Now to get a half a hit out of that. Charged Michael Goldberg with an error. That was on. I bet that was going to be a double for Loperfido, not a triple. Yep, that is a. I'm talking about ground ball up middle. Got a chance. Chase Calabwig. Base hit into center field, and Chase Calabwig will put the Rockhounds on the board. This game is tied. Well, Chase 3-for-4 last night, 1-for-3 today. Jumped on the first pitch from Plumlee and drove that ball into center field. Base hit. Run is unearned, and the Hounds could care less. Chase Calabwig with an RBI single. Right back up the middle, and this is a 1-1 tie. Check and see if the run is. I think the run would still be earned to Joey Estes. As soon as the computer unfreezes, I'll be glad to tell you that. Pitch to Lawrence Butler misses for ball one. The computer is grumpy today. It has locked up on me about two or three times here in this game. Come on now, Mr. Computer. Pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. When Loperfido hit the ball into the right field corner that was out of our line of sight, Michael apparently bobbled it or misplayed it. So Loperfido, a double compounded by an error. Swing and Lawrence Butler sends a high fly ball foul down the left seat of the left field line. Giving a long look is Colin Barber, but he will run out of room. I don't think the error will affect anything in terms of the run being earned, and no, it doesn't. Still an earned run to Joey. But no RBI for Loperfido. He scored the run. Apologize. Pitch down and in for a ball. And the count goes 3-1. I'll get my card all squared away on that. One man on, nobody down. The base runner is Chase Calabwig, there with his 13th RBI of the season, bringing home Michael Goldberg. That good hustle by Goldberg really paying off. 2-1 pitch. That's a called strike. Scoreboard has 2-2. I believe it's 3-2. Well, I got that part right. Yeah, scoreboard's incorrect. It's 3-2 to Lawrence Butler. Now, does Chase run? Short lead. Not going. Pitch to Lawrence. Swung on and bounced foul. Still 3-2. So in this, the Rockhounds' sixth inning. Michael Goldberg reaches on an error to the shortstop, Shea Whitcomb, on a ball that was sharply hit. And Michael hustled and got second base. And that set the table for the single by Calabwig. Pitched down and into Lawrence Butler, and that's ball four. And so now it's two men on. The batter will be Brett Harris. Brett, right-handed hitter, he is 0-for-2 in this game. He's had a rough day at the dish. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout, and he's bounced into a double play. But made just a terrific and somewhat, well, I guess it's just part of what he does, terrific defensive player, too. Takes, boy, tough strike, knee-high inside corner. Well, if you're having your struggles at the dish, that gets called a strike. If you're not, that's probably ball one. First and second, nobody down, 1-1 tie. Stretch of pitch to Brett, looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes down and away, one ball, one strike. Daryl Hernandez waiting on deck for the Rockhounds. Brett ready from the right side. Peyton Plumlee comes set. Pitch to Harris, swung on, popped up near the plate, but I think it will get out of play. Boy, just barely. That ball actually stayed in play, or at least on the field side of the screen, but that's almost impossible. C.J. Stubbs trying to make that catch. That ball basically came right down the screen. Might even have contacted it a bit before it got to Stubbs, and any effort he could make to catch it, that's a really tough play to make. Two on, nobody down. Count is one ball, two strikes. Brett waits, runners their leads. Pitch, down and away for a ball, 2-2. And Peyton Plumlee making his fourth appearance, was not with the club when we last saw them. He has struggled a bit. He's given up 15 hits and 9 2/3 coming in. The 2-2 pitch, that bends down and away. Good block by C.J. Stubbs. Boy, that is one of those, where does the line go? I love the line in the movie, For Love of the Game. In baseball, we count everything. Well, we don't count that, but it doesn't go unnoticed. Without that block, the runners are at second and third. That was a terrific piece of defense by C.J. Stubbs. 3-2 stretch. Pitch to Brett. Swings. Punches it through. Right side base hit. Brett Harris going to hold the runners. The bases are full. Throw to home plate. Bounds away, but not very far. So bases are loaded. Boy, and Brett Harris with a really good AB. Again, the bat happens to everybody. I know that's redundant, but it also happens to be true. Going to get a visit to the mound here as Plumlee now has given up two base hits and a walk. The run, of course, unearned, and that cannot change. Michael Goldberg reaching on an error. So, visit to the mound. Bases are loaded. Nobody down in the heart of the order. Darryl Hernandez will be the batter. So, John Kovalik, the pitching coach, out for a visit. And that conversation now is through. Darryl Hernandez will be the batter. Darryl in this ballgame, 0-2. He's bounced to third base two times. So it's Calabuig at third base, Butler at second, Brett Harris at first. Hounds have tied the game 1-1 on the Calabuig RBI single. Field in shadows as the sun now setting. Cheating in at third is Stevens. The pitch swung on and sent through on the right side, a base hit. That will score one. That will score two. Runners to first and third. Darryl Hernandez with a two-run single to right center field. I would love to get a wide look at that play, and I'll tell you why I say that. Two-run single for Darryl. RBI is 27 and 28. Brett Harris comes all the way around to third base. It appeared that Will Wagner, the second baseman, was breaking toward the bag at second, and I'm wondering if maybe Brett Harris gave a little bit of a deke. I don't know. Not going to get a second look. Pitch down and into the shoe tops to Logan Davidson. And the Hounds now lead 3-1. Four hits in this game for the Rockhounds, three in this inning. The inning starting with an error. First and third, the runners. Logan waits, takes down the middle, called strike 1-1. Don't know if Will maybe kind of read it off the bat, took the step to his right, but that ball got back well to his left for a base hit. His swing and a miss. Logan chases one down and away, and it's 1-2. Darryl Hernandez continues to be so very productive for the Rockhounds at the dish. Darryl is hitting just under 400 in his last 23 games. That includes tonight. First and third, the runners. Logan waits, 1-2 count. Pitch by Plumlee, that goes back to the screen. Brett will score. Down to second goes Hernandez. So on the wild pitch, it is now a 4-1 game. Brett Harris scores. Hernandez to second, so he's in scoring position. Count evens up to Logan now at 2-2. Four runs, three earned. So Double A has been a bit of a stretch and a rough patch for Peyton Plumlee. There is activity in the Hooks bullpen behind him. The stretch end pitch, Logan takes down and in. That's ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Nobody out of the inning. Hounds 4, Corpus Christi 1. boy, after five not perfect but really good innings from Blair Henley, Peyton Plumlee has struggled. 3-2. Davidson waits. Pitch takes flight outside and low. Ball four. Logan has walked twice in this game. And it's first and second. Still nobody out. Denzel Clark, the batter. Clark, remember, in the fifth inning, Rockhounds got a leadoff walk from Logan Davidson. Denzel missed a two-run home run, basically by maybe a few feet at the most. And then Shane McGuire got robbed on that sliding catch, brilliant catch by Loperfido. Big swing and a miss by Denzel, and the count is 0-1. Now he's 0 for 2, but he hit the Dickens out of it his last time up. First and second, the runners, nobody down. In the sixth inning, Hounds with a four spot. In swing, check swing, foul ball, didn't mean to. Count goes 0-2. Logan Davidson at first, Darryl Hernandez at second. Both guys run well. Here's the stretch and pitch. Breaking ball just outside. One ball, two strikes. Boy, that's not an easy pitch to take, but Denzel did. With an 0-2 count, sweeping breaking pitch that wound up off the outside corner. 1-2. Denzel waits. 1-2 pitch. Got him called third strike. Boy, just a dart, 92 miles an hour. Maybe a little one of those. I don't know if sarcastic is the right word, but crowd kind of grumbling and applauding. Now Shane McGuire. Well, Shane ought to be at least one half out of two. Ball he hit in the gap to right center field. Joey Loperfido tracked down on the play of the game. And, boy, one of the better plays, I'm sure, in minor league baseball tonight. Swing, line drive up the middle. That's a base hit for Shane McGuire. Going to send the runner home. And the ball bobbled a little bit. Now, they might call an error on this, but Bobby Crosby sent the runner all the way. Shane McGuire, RBI single up the middle. We'll see if he gets the ribby. Logan will stop at second base. That is scorekeeper's judgment. The ball was bobbled in center field, but Bobby had already waved Darryl Hernandez home, so we shall see. But that is the fifth run of the inning, fourth base hit. Hounds have batted around. Here's William Simonite, just one down in the inning, and Simo takes a strike. It's 0-1. So the Hounds lead 5-1. This is the ninth batter of the inning, one man down, first and second the runners. McGuire at first, Hernandez at second. Little roller out toward first base. And that will be handled unassisted by Schreiber. Pushes the runners to second and third. Two men down in the inning. The guy who opened the inning. And again, Michael Goldberg will get 0-for-1 for his plate appearance. But he also deserves some credit because on the error, when the ball got past Shea Whitcomb on a sharp ground ball, Goldberg went to second and scored moments later on the Kalibwig RBI single. Pitch, called strike outside corner. Boy, tough pitch getting picked on right there. Just got there knee-high outside edge. Don't believe an error was called. So it'll be an RBI single for Shane McGuire. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-1. Boy, that seems... It really seems only fair. And yep, no error called. RBI single for Shane. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-2 now to Michael Goldberg. That was a ball on which Darryl Hernandez came across to score. Hounds lead now 5-1, sixth inning. 1-2 count. Goldberg waits. Pitch to Michael. Chopper toward third base. And that is a foul ball just wide of the bag. Stevens kind of misplayed it, but the ball was in foul territory. So count will stay 1-2. Well, the piggyback start in this case has backfired a bit. This game really doing a 180. Blair Henley, five innings, no runs, one hit, two walks, three strikeouts, and a balk. Had a 1-0 lead to the hooks going into the sixth inning, but the Rockhounds have sent 10 men to the plate And five of the first nine have scored. Michael Goldberg at the plate. One ball, two strikes. The pitch swung on, fouled away. Off to the right, out of play. Still 1-2. Chase Calabuigu tied the game with an RBI single after Michael, I guess, kind of a hustle two-base error. Very alertly so, I thought. One ball, two strikes, low and away the target. Pitch right to the glove, just down and away, 2-2. Crowd grumbling a little bit. Pitch was close. So second and third on the ground out. The pitch to Goldberg, swing and a miss. Pitch got to the dirt, but it'll be retrieved by Stubbs, and the out is recorded. Rockhounds had a couple of runners in scoring position, but no further damage done. The Hounds score five times in the top half of the sixth inning. So this ball game has changed course at the beach. Through 5.5, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Hooks 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy pool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Joey Estes to the mound, and boy, his evening has changed. He departed the mound after the bottom half of the fifth, trailing 1-0. He goes to the mound in the sixth inning with a 5-1 advantage. In the inning, Chase Calabuig with an RBI single that tied the game. Darryl Hernandez, after a run scored on a wild pitch. Darryl gave the Rockhounds the lead, didn't he? Sure, broke the one-all tie. Then the run scoring on a wild pitch made it 4-1. And Shane McGuire's RBI single makes it a 5-1 game. So, bottom of the sixth inning, Estes back to work, top of the order. Will Wagner takes high, ball one. Left-handed hitter 0-2. He is bounced to short and flown out to left field. Pitch to Wagner. Right over the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Will playing his 20th game. And the presence of Wagner and Drew Gilbert really making this a different lineup. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Quincy Hamilton and Joey Loperfido will follow the last of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch, and that's outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Big inning, of course, for Estes. Your team gives you a 5 spot. We want this to be a lockdown inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Estes pitching that is lifted high in the air and foul. Up over the roof, back off to our left. Sky's still a pale evening blue. Bay Bridge in the distance, no longer illuminated. One of the great disappointments in coming back here last season. Didn't travel, I didn't, in 2021. Came back here last year looking forward to seeing the Bay Bridge illuminated. They no longer do it. Come on, folks. 2-2. Lifted high and foul out of play. They are building a new structure here. Got to look it up and see what that thing's going to cost. A brand new bridge over the shipping channel in the bay. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him. Joey Estes with an off-speed pitch gets Will Wagner. Strikeout number 3 for the Rockhounds right-hander. One down for Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton 0-2. He's bounced out twice to Logan Davidson at second base. The second of those, a terrific play by Logan. The pitcher called strike to Quincy Hamilton 0-1. left-handed hitter with an 0-1 count. Pitch from Estes fouled straight back. Yeah, now quickly 0-2. When Joey Loperfido gets his plate, I will recount his last at bat and do it correctly this time. Goodness gracious. Pitch on the way to Hamilton. Bouncing ball knocked to the mound and knocked down by Estes. Retrieves, throws, and boy, a low throw nicely picked by McGuire. It's one of those cases where, again, the pitcher does not throw a lot to first base. Joey made a good play. That was a sharply hit ball right back up the middle. He knocked it down. But, of course, when you're a pitcher, if the ball is hit right back to you, the chances are you may be making a play on the mound. When the ball got out of his glove, it dribbled down the pitcher's mound onto the grass. Joey retrieved but had to throw in a hurry. The throw was low. And a really nice job picking that out by Shane McGuire. Good play, in fact, by both guys. Now Loperfido swings and sends the first pitch high and foul out of play. In the fourth inning, Joey doubled into the right field corner. That was the ball on which Michael Goldberg was charged with an error, but he did not score, which is a big moment in this game, in fact. So, obviously, it didn't affect earned runs. Thank you very kindly. This is here, does Estes. Count 1-1. And really, that, we said at the time, if the Rockhounds come back to win the game, here's the 1-1. Bounce foul right at the plate. That's a big inning. That was, it wasn't a leadoff triple, but a leadoff double compounded by an error, so a runner at third with nobody out. And Estes came back and got a ground out. A really good play by Brett Harrison, foul ground, and a strikeout of Shea Whitcomb. And the Hounds, meantime, now have come back with a 5-1 lead. Pitch to Loperfido, and he got him, swing and a miss. Boy, that is no piece of cake. Believe me, this guy's been tremendous, but Loperfido out on strikes. And Joey Estes, boy, much like Jack Cushing last night, he will go at least six in this game. No activity yet in the bullpen. Joey has been outstanding. So we have played six innings at Corpus Christi. Rockhounds trying to break through in the series. And after six complete, we'll go to the top of the seventh. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Hooks 1.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
We have a defensive shift for Corpus Christi. Update that for you in a moment. We go to the seventh inning, top of the order. Chase Calabrese leads it off, swings and fouls one away. It is 0-1. This means as if Garrett Wolforth is now running to play right field. Manager. Here's the pitch on the way to Chase. Don't want to miss that. Swing and a foul straight back. It's 0-2. Joe Thon visited with our home plate umpire, but Felix did not indicate, didn't point in any particular direction, but I believe Wolforth has come in right field. So we'll try to double check and update the books defensively in this game. Top of the seventh inning, 5-1 Rockhounds, 0-2 count to Chase. He's 1-for-3 with a game-tying RBI single. Takes just down an in ball, 1-1-2. Peyton Plumlee back to work. We haven't changed the box score down the hall either just yet, but that sure looks like Wolforth in right field, so we'll get that updated. 1-2 pitch, ball hit sharply foul wide of first base. Well, it's Will Wagner who has come out of the game. Joey Loperfido moves to second base, and it is Wolforth goes in right field. Checo moves to center. 1-2. It's way up and away for a ball. It's 2-2. So Wolforth will go into the order in the top of the order as Will Wagner has come out of the game. 2-2 to Chase Callaway. Pitch drops down low for a ball. 3-2 to Chase. Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris to follow in the Rockhounds' seventh inning. And Kennedy Corona makes the move. Yep, Corona moves to center field. 3-2. Callaway waits. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air. Fly ball down the left field line. And, boy, out of our line of sight. Is the ball out of play? It is. Foul ball with Colin Barber in hot pursuit. Barber, the only outfielder who remains in his original position here. So it's Colin Barber now in left field. Kennedy Corona is in center. Garrett Wolforth is in right. 3-2 again. Pitch to Chase. Down and in. Ball four. Well-earned walk. That was an 0-2 count. Callaway waits it out. Boy, Plumlee has really struggled. He's given up 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 3 walks and a strikeout with a wild pitch on which a run scored. Lawrence Butler is the batter. He's 1-2. Bounced to second way back in the first inning. He has singled, walked, and scored since. It's to Lawrence. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. 0-1 the count. Chad Stevens remains at third base for the Hooks with Shea Whitcomb at shortstop. Joey Loperfido now at second base. Schreiber still at first. Called strike outside corner. Just got there. Seventh inning, Hounds 5 and the Hooks 1. The 0-2 drops low. Count goes a ball and 2 strikes. Breeze tonight has been very typical of what we usually get here, blowing out again toward left field, anywhere from 13 to 17 miles an hour. Always the case, or almost so. Pitch just down and in. 2-2. Of course, in West Texas at Momentum Bank Ballpark, more often than not, you will have wind. What direction it will be, of course, can change day to day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Here, it's about as consistent as you could ever have. It's blowing out toward the shipping channel. Hard hit ball. That's a base hit into right field. That pass low for Fido. Stopping at second is Callaway. Was sharply hit ball by Lawrence. 2-1, nobody down. That'll bring up Brett Harris. Brett 1-3. With a single that helped spark that 5-run sixth inning. Arkansas is leading Frisco 4-1, top of the seventh inning at North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Rockhounds will be next week, Tuesday through Sunday, taking on the team that shares the best record in the league, the Arkansas Travelers. Pitch right down the middle to Brett, called strike 0-1. Struck out in the first, bounced into an around-the-horn double play in the fourth, but all was better in the sixth with a base hit. Part of that 5-run rally. Pitch by Plumlee. Just down and in for a ball. 1-1. Key defensive play, too, as you mentioned, for Brett in that inning in which the Hooks had the first man on at third with nobody out. Brett made a really nice catch and a foul ball down the line. Helped get out of the inning. Takes a called strike in the knees. Boy, Plumlee comes back with a perfect fastball at 92. Amarillo has taken the lead at San Antonio. That's very, very early. Only the bottom of the fourth. The Missions rallied back and walked off last night, but it's 3-1 Amarillo. 1-2 pitch. High in the air to right field, not deep. Wolforth, who just came on, going to give way to the second baseman. Loperfido will make the catch in shallow right. So Brett Harris pops out in shallow right field. One man down, first and second for Darryl Hernandez. Well, the Hounds leading San Antonio by one, the Hooks by three, Frisco by 3.5, Amarillo by 5. Corpus Christi winning the first two, of course, of this series. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez 1-for-3, a two-run single, broke a one-all tie in the sixth inning. He bats here in the top of the stretch inning. 1-0 pitch. Swings ground ball out towards short. Whitcomb to second base for one. The turn, the throw, and the relay. They get him. Yep, they got him. 6-4-3. Boy, Hernandez thought he beat it. Juan Dulanay thought he beat it, but no. Around the horn go the Hooks. I'm sorry, 6-4-3, I beg your pardon. Whitcomb. Then to Loperfido. And on to the first baseman, Schreiber. 6-4-3, the double play. Clock counts had a promising start to the inning. But it's no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and a man is left on base. So we've reached the seventh inning stretch at the beach. A little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Our Village Car Wash score of the game. A take me out to the ball game time. The Rockhounds 5 and the Hooks 1.
And the game goes into overtime. But game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Non-Googleable trivia from our friends at Bud Light. It was on this date, 2011, did something that had not been done before, reached a milestone that had never been accomplished and has never been accomplished since. And to be honest, I don't think it ever will, just the nature of the game these days. But this is a modern age player. 2011, he became the first pitcher and is still the only pitcher ever to pitch in 1,000 games for the same team. 16 guys have made 1,000 or more mound appearances, but only one has done it with the same team. Did it on this date, 2011? We'll answer that question. Well, you can probably Google. First pitch to Scott Schreiber outside for a ball from Joey Estes. Goes back to the mound. No activity in the bullpen. About as deep as you see a guy go. The 1-0 pitch from Estes. Tapper is going to be over his head, charging. Davidson makes the play, spins, turns, throws, got it. Logan Davidson. When he's going to get the high five from Joey Estes. That was a tapper over Estes's head. Logan Davidson ranged from the edge of the infield grass, the edge of the outfield grass, actually, made the play on the grass between the mound and second, threw across his body, and got Schreiber. Hounds have turned a couple of really good plays in this game, at least two, more than that, in fact. Colin Barber, the batter, 0-for-2, takes Hyde away for a ball, 1-0. Check the pitch count on Joey in this game, but no activity with a starter on the mound in the seventh. You don't see that very often at all. Here's a line drive. I think going to hook foul, not by much. Boy, Barber jumped all over that and ripped it, but foul down the right field side. Yeah, that's just 73 pitches through six innings, so 77 or so right now. One ball, one strike. Barber swings, fouls it back, 1-2. And, of course, more than innings anymore, it is the number of pitches that you throw. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rockhounds leading 5-1 on the strength of a five-run sixth inning. Give you one more pitch, and we'll identify pitcher who is, well, you pitch 1,000 games for one team. You've got to be pretty good. There's a swing and a miss, and that absolutely vaporized at the plate. Strikeout number 5 for Joey. He has largely pitched to contact. Well, that's his fifth whiff. Two men down now in the seventh inning, and here is Shea Whitcomb. Right-handed hitting shortstop, swings and misses. The fastball up and in. On this date, 1,000th game. Almost all as a reliever in pinstripes. Here's a swing and a pop-up. Foul ball are going to be up, foul ground. Shane McGuire's got it. Joey Estes, absolutely terrific. Seven innings, one run on two base hits. We'll see if he is done. And yep, you did not guess. Great Mariano Rivera went on to pitch more than 1,100 games for the New York Yankees. That number in a postseason, of course, that doesn't count. 96 more postseason games with a 0.70 ERA. Pretty good. On this date, first and still only pitcher to appear in 1,000 games pitching for the same team, Mariano Rivera. Speaking of pitching, Hooks will go to the bullpen as we go to the top half of the eighth inning. A five-run sixth inning, the difference. The Village Car Wash score through seven, Hounds five, Hooks one.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We go to the top half of inning number eight. The Ostrucki Tavares will come on to pitch for the Hooks. A couple of innings for Peyton Plumlee, and it was a rough outing. Gave up four hits, five runs, four earned. He walked three and struck out one. Check myself, he struck out two. Tavares delivers and misses. Ball one to Logan Davidson. Logan 0-for-1 with two walks in this game. Right-hander delivers and sends one down the way for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tavares goes in at 6'5", 256 from Mayo in the Dominican Republic. That's how you say that. 2-0 pitch up and away, ball three. 3-0 count. Hounds, five runs, six hits, one error, 5-6-1. Corpus, one run, two hits, one error, 1-2-1. Pitch and that is down low, and that's ball four. Logan Davidson has a hat trick of bases on balls in this game. He's walked three times. There is stirring in the Hounds bullpen. If somebody's going to loosen, Joey Estes has gone seven innings in this game. And the batter will be Denzel Clark, 0-for-3. The boy just narrowly 0-for-3, missed a two-run home run by a matter of a few feet early. He's 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts in addition to that long ball that just missed. Pitch up and in, ball one, one ball, no strikes. And now time called by Clark at home plate from Denzel. Teams meet the next two evenings at 7:05, then Sunday at 6:05. I'm sorry, 6:35 on Sunday, beg your pardon. Pitch, and that one will miss, ball two. So Tavares has come on and thrown six pitches. He has missed with all of them. Plumlee gives up, and I want to correct my card, five hits, five runs, four earned runs. Three walks, two strikeouts. Pitch, and that will get there, called strike, 2-1. And also had a costly wild pitch on which a run scored. So here's the pitcher of record. I do believe gets a blown save, in fact. Pitch by Tavares swung on and missed. Boy, that went down the way. Denzel chased it a bit. There is activity now. Right-hander is throwing for the Hounds, so Joey Estes, I think we can assume, is done. How about this line? Seven innings, two hits, one run, one walk, five strikeouts. Swing, little punch shot right side. Going to drop for a base hit. Little duck snort for Denzel. And coming around to third easily is Logan Davidson. Well, Denzel with a base hit. Baseball heavens that be, perhaps rewarding him for the near home run earlier. That was a good swing of the bat, went the opposite way. Shortened up his swing and just punched it into right field for a base hit. Two on with nobody down, and here's Shane McGuire. Shane, one for three with an RBI single, and absolutely, positively, flat out robbed in capital letters by then center fielder Joey Loperfido on a tremendous catch in right center. Fouls this pitch back, and it's 0-1. Hooks have won the first two of the series, 4-3 with a walk-off in the ninth, and 2-0 last evening. Took a 1-0 lead into the sixth inning, but the Rockhounds scored five times against Peyton Plumlee and lead 5-1. First and third, nobody down in the eighth inning. Pitch way up high for a ball, and it's 1-1 to McGuire. Ryan Cusick gets the baseball tomorrow for the Rockhounds, and he has been terrific. A big right-hander who takes the mound with a 1.64 ERA will Ryan Cusick. Here's the 1-1. Breaking pitch, pop foul. Straight back out of play, and it's 1-2. Hounds are on a two-week road swing, which will take them to North Little Rock, Arkansas, following this stay in Corpus Christi. It is the only two-week road trip of the season. Hounds had a couple of them last year. You never get more than two. It's usually just one or two, and I think that kind of alternates. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back. A ball and two strikes. William Simonite waiting on deck for the Rockhounds. Sky darkening around us. We get into the evening time. Breeze still prominent as almost always here at Whataburger Field. 5-1 Hounds, top of the eighth inning. Two on, nobody down. 1-2 stretch, kick and pitch. Swung on, ground ball, right side base hit, Shane McGuire. Boy, he's been swinging the bat well of late. Denzel going to come for third. There will be enough. They're going to cut it off. Throw behind McGuire at first base. He tumbles back into the bag safely. RBI single for Shane McGuire. Easily scores Davidson. Rockhounds have extended the lead now to 6-1. Denzel Clark with a good hustle comes around to third base. So Tavares gives up a run and a couple of hits and a walk. See a number on Shane McGuire of late. He now has hits in three straight games, and it's a pretty nifty three-gamer. High fly ball off the bat of William Simonite. Wolfworth coming on. Will he make that catch? Nope, he misplayed it all the way. Run will score first and second. Boy, I thought, now remember, Wolfworth is listed as a catcher. He just came in to play right field, and I thought he gave the indication that he could not find that ball. We'll see how it'll be scored. It's going to go as a hit. So for Simo, that will drive home a run. As Denzel scores easily from third base, going to get another visit to the mound. Shane McGuire goes to second base. That ball will drop, and again, he went a long way. I think probably lost the ball initially, did Wolfworth, but it goes as a hit. So for a couple of guys we don't talk all that much about in terms of hit streaks and what have you, Shane McGuire, who should be 3-for-4, again, he flat got robbed by Loperfido, and I say that with a smile. I mean, it was just a great defensive play. He's 2-for-4 in this game. He's 7-for-12 in his last three games, is Shane McGuire. And William Simonite, with that pop-up that drops, fly ball that drops, has now hit in eight straight games. Pitch, good fastball down the middle to Michael Goldberg. Michael 0-for-2. It kind of gets lost along the way. Now the Rockhounds lead the game 7-1, but he scored the tying run after showing some really good initiative, really good hustle. Takes outside for a ball, 1-1. Michelson has sharply hit ball toward shortstop. Shane Whitcomb did not make the play. He was credited with an error. But on the ball that was sharply hit, Goldberg hustled and got to second and scored the tying run moments later on Chase Calabrese's single. 1-1 pitch, pop foul, straight back out of play, 1-2. So, boy, the bullpen has absolutely had a rough night tonight for the Hooks. All seven runs coming in two innings plus against Messrs. Plumlee and Tavares. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left field, not deep. Coming on is Barber. He will glove it for the out. Runners will hold. So one man down here in the eighth inning. Chase Callaway will be the batter. Chase 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. And it was 1-0 after five. And for Blair Henley, remember the Rockhounds, and we said earlier, the Rockhounds had really roughed him up in two appearances at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He was outstanding, gave up no runs on a hit over five innings. Both starters just tremendous tonight. Pitch down and away for a ball to Chase Callaway, 1-0. Activity continues in the Rockhounds bullpen, so obviously Joey's night is done, but boy, Joey Estes, maybe certainly the best performance of his double-A career. And he has, overall, he has been really solid. But tonight, solid and a whole bunch more. Seven innings, two hits, one run, one walk, five strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Shortstop Whitcomb makes a sliding play. The second for one. Back to first won't get him. But what a play by Whitcomb. Had the error earlier. Makes a brilliant play there. Sliding play, ranging to his right. Throws back across his body for the out. William Simonite forced at second. Advancing to third is Shane McGuire, reaching on the fielder's choice is Chase Callaway. And that'll bring up Lawrence Butler. Boy, nice play by Whitcomb. Two on, two out. Lawrence Butler, the batter, 2-for-3. Two singles, a walk, and a run scored. Takes way outside for a ball from Tavares, 1-0. Hounds with five in the sixth. They've added two more here in the eighth inning. After trailing through the first five, but no longer, 7-1 the score. Pitch from Tavares, big swing and a miss. Boy, Lawrence Butler had a cut. Comes up empty, one ball, one strike. Fastball at 94. You get a reading about every four or five pitches on average, but boy, that was some serious heat. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Lawrence. Swings. Fly ball. Well struck. Deep left center field. Got a chance to do damage. That is high. That's deep. That's up. That's gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Lawrence Butler with a three-run drive opposite way. And the Hounds are going to hit double digits on Lawrence's fifth of the year. RBI is 27, 28, and 29. Touch that dish, young man. Lawrence Butler with a three-run home run. The Hounds now running away and hiding here from the Hooks in Corpus Christi. So for Tavares, boy, a rough night. As he's given up five runs in one inning. Plumlee gave up five runs in the sixth and then pitched a scoreless seventh. Swinging a foul out of play off the bat of Brett Harris. Oh my goodness, this is a tale of two ball games. The first five and the last four. Swing and a miss. Brett chases one down and away, 0-2. Oh, Lawrence Butler 3-for-4 in this game. Boy, he's really been a story. He's reached base now in eight consecutive games, including tonight, I would think, hitting about 350 in that stretch. Reached base in 33 of his last 35. It's way up high for a ball, has Lawrence Butler. And I've kept it. That's all but his first three games, mind you. But since that time, after just the first handful of games or three games, a little slow start, he's hitting better than 310. 1-2, up high, ball two. Brett Harris, the eighth batter of the inning. He's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. And a good glove work. So the Rockhounds jumping on the bullpen for a 10 spot. 2-2, woo, up and in, turned into that. Oh, my goodness, that's a called third strike. The home plate umpire rung him up. Why is there no, all that had to have taken an appeal. Bobby Crosby's furious, as well he should be. He may get tossed here. That was Look, I don't know if he went or not, but there's no way you call that without benefit of an appeal. But Bobby is still all over it. He may get tossed here. We'll see. Wow. That is really tough to understand. Really, really tough. Brett, call that on strikes. That's a tough call. Now score 5, and it is now to the bottom of the 8th inning. Village Car Wash score. The Rock Hounds 10 and Corpus Christi 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Joey Loperfido, Kennedy Corona takes a called strike. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning, is swinging a foul back. I was watching the discussion, which was much more than a discussion at the end of that inning. I apologize, a little slow getting back. 0-2 is the count. Durbin Feltman on the pitch, swinging a foul back, and the count still 0-2. Bottom third of the order, Kennedy Corona, Chad Stevens, and C.J. Stubbs. Well, the argument was with cause. Pitch up and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. Brent Harris kind of turned into the pitch, but again, his argument was you at least have to ask the first base umpire. Here's the 1-2, and that drops down low, 2-2. And Brent was right in the face of Felix Neon, so I think that he had some validity to his argument, and then Bobby joined the case and thought he might get tossed, but he did not. 2-2 count now. The pitch is swung on and ripped up the middle, of base hit. Kennedy Corona with a sharp single back up the middle. Good piece of hitting. Got down 0-2, but sent the 2-2 pitch right back up through the box. Joey Estes, one last time in that pitching line. It deserves repetition. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Outstanding. Reuben Feltman gets in a crouch as he leans forward to the waist, right arm at his side to get his sign. Batter is Chad Stevens. Pitch way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rock Hounds with a 10-1 advantage. Stretch of pitch by Feltman. Big swing and a miss. Chad Stevens 0-2 in this game. Right-handed hitter. He is the third baseman in this game. C.J. Stubbs on deck. Then Garrett Wolforth came in right field an inning or so ago. 1-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-1. Durbin Feltman out of the Rockhounds bullpen making his 8th appearance. 2-0 with a 3.48 earned run average. 10 1/3 innings. 10 base hits coming in. Right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball with good run on it at 92. Durbin in 10 1/3 innings, 8 walks and 12 strikeouts. Giving up the base hit here to lead off the 8th inning. Corona the base runner. And a 2-2 count to Chad Stevens. Right-handed hitting third baseman waits. Durbin from the belt. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of catcher William Simonite. Simo kind of looked at the glove after that as if it might have let him down. The Hounds leading in this game. See if we can check the other ball games for you in a moment. Here's the two-ball, two-strike stretch. Feltman to the plate. Way up high, speared by Simo. Three balls, two strikes. Top of the eighth inning in North Little Rock. Arkansas 6, Frisco 2. And in the middle of the sixth inning at San Antonio, the Missions and Amarillo are tied at 3. Missions just a game behind the Hounds in a very close division top to bottom. 3-2 stretch. Feltman's pitch. Boy, just low and away, I guess. Ball 4. Tough to tell from here where that one missed. So 2 on, nobody out for the Hooks. C.J. Stubbs will be the batter. Right-handed hitting catcher is Stubbs. And Wolforth out in the on-deck circle at the top of the order. Will Wagner has dealt with some injuries in his career. Hope that that is not the case here, obviously. Never like to see that. But came out of the game. Pitched by Feltman is up high for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 on, nobody down. Base hit followed by a walk. 2 men aboard. 1-0 pitch. Up high, ball 2. 2-0. Hounds wearing the bright orange jerseys tonight. Lots of the guys wearing the dark blue sleeves under and the dark blue caps, gray pants. The Hooks are back to being the Hooks tonight. They're wearing the classic home white uniforms. 2-0 stretch and pitch by Feltman outside. Ball 3, 3-0. I mention that because last evening they wore the orange and white as the honey butter chicken biscuits. Yeah, that's a tie-in to good folks at Whataburger. And so the team nickname has gone from 6 syllables back to 1. Useless statistic. 3-0 stretch. Pitched by Feltman, and that'll get there. Called strike of the knees, outside edge, and count 3-1. Stubbs has popped out and grounded out to third baseman Brett Harris. The ground out, Brett made a very nice play on. 3-1 count. Runners there leads. The look at second, a pitch. Swung on and missed. Boy, just came right at him. Fastball at 92. And the count goes full 3-2. And imagine you send the runners here, but of course that is completely up to Joe Thon, the manager and third base coach. 3-2 stretch. Runners do not go. Pitch swung on and sent high and foul into what is now a pitch black night sky. So we have made the journey fully into night. Boy, first 5 innings of this ball game, and I mean went quickly. But the Rockhounds with a 5-run sixth and a 5-run eighth inning. And a lot more baseball being played here in the second half of this game. 3-2 stretch. Durbin looks at second, comes to the plate, got him! Swinging a miss, elevated the fastball, and got the strikeout. One man down in the eighth inning, and now Garrett Wolforth, who came on as the right fielder in the seventh inning. Switch hitter will bat from the left side. Grant is from, I meant to ask somebody today, I should have Googled this, he is from Montgomery, Texas. I do not know, I have to look that up, where Montgomery is at. Now Wolforth, 2-1, one man down, pitch swung on, ground ball toward first base, going to be handled at first by Shane McGuire. No chance to go anywhere else, so just a bounce out to first. That was on a big, long, high hop. Shane makes the play. Runners advance to second and third with two down, and Quincy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton 0 for 3. Last time out, sent one back through the box that Joey Estes made a nice play, knocked it down, had to retrieve it. The ball dribbled down the downslope of the mound. And then his low throw was handled beautifully by Shane McGuire at first base. Hamilton, left-handed hitter, and time call, I believe, or pitch clock. Nope, pitch clock violation. So it's 1 ball, no strikes. second and third, the runners, 10-1 Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth inning, 2-on, 2-out. Stretch by Feltman, and the pitch takes flight way up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Quincy on the year, 277, about the same against the Hounds. He's actually, including tonight, 0-for-3, so he's hitting exactly 250, 8-for-32 in the series. Thank you kindly. 2-0 pitch. Right down the middle. Fastball at the knees. Called strike 2-1. Left-handed hitter had a big swing of the bat and the come-from-behind win for the Hooks opening night of this series. Hamilton waits. He really waggles that bat north and south. He waits. Swings and misses. Count goes 2-2. Boy, another good old-fashioned heater. That was 93 down the chute. Runners their leads. Corona off third. Stevens off second. Stretch of the 2-2 by Feltman. Swing and a miss. Got him, boy. And it didn't mess around. 92, 93, 93. And after falling behind 2-0, gets the strikeout. And the inning will come to an end. A couple of base runners, but they are both stranded. So we will go to the top half of the ninth inning here in Corpus Christi. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 10, the Hooks 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Jonathan Sprinkle on the pitch. He'll face Darryl Hernandez to lead it off. We go to the top of the ninth, and Darryl takes a backup pitch for a called strike one. What a rough, rough night for the Hooks bullpen. All 10 runs at the expense of Peyton Plumlee and Yusmirky Tavares. Swinging a foul out of play. Count quickly 0-2 to Darryl. 1-for-4, but the one was a big one. Tie-breaking two-run single in the sixth inning. That ball, how that ball kicked all the way. Did that get back onto the field? I think Felix Neon, our home plate umpire, actually had to handle that eventually. How does that happen over the screen? Pitch up and away for a ball. Count is 1-2, well outside to Hernandez. Durbin Feltman got out of the last inning with a couple of base runners, but had a strikeout. Ended ground ball down the third baseline. It's a fair ball under the glove of Stevens down toward the left field corner. Darryl Hernandez with a stand-up double leading it off here in the ninth inning. Well, when you look at it's a 10-1 ball game and all of that good stuff. But Darryl was 1-for-4. So if you just go up and kind of throw that AD away, you might end up 1-for-5. Instead, he is 2-for-5. And instead of hitting 200 for the night, he's hitting 400 with a double, I might add. So Darryl Hernandez with a leadoff double here in the ninth inning. Tavares, by the way, just one inning. He's a delivery to Logan Davidson for a ball. Logan's had an interesting night. Tried to bunt his way on in his first trip to the plate in the second inning. A good bunt was just handled really well. And he's still 0 for 1. He's walked three times. Takes right down the middle here. One ball and one strike. Check the numbers on Tavares. Give them to you officially from the box score. But again, just simply put, bullpen has really struggled for the hooks in this game. Starting pitching was outstanding. Pitch swung on in a line toward left field. Base hit for Logan Davidson. Inside out swing, line drive left side. Stopping at third base is Hernandez. Well, Logan with a very good ball game. We've been saying it for a while, but boy, the stretch he's been on is just so very cool to see. Tavares gave up four hits, five runs all earned, one walk, one strikeout. Three runs on the home run by Lawrence Butler. Pitched down and away for a ball to Denzel Clark, 1-0. Denzel 1-for-4 with a base hit and a run scored. And, boy, he just narrowly missed a home run. Colin Barber made a nice play on it at the wall. At the outfield fence, more accurately, pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. I guess a wall has to be taller than maybe the 4.5, 5 feet. Wall is about 7 feet high over part of this ballpark and 4.5 to 5 feet the rest. Pitch down and away, nicely backhanded by the catcher Stubbs. So 3-0 to Denzel Clark. As Jonathan Sprinkle has come on and given up a couple of base hits. On in the ninth inning, 3-0 is the count. Denzel taking all the way, ball four. Well, I mean, that is a rough night at the yard for the bullpen. Two base hits and a walk, bases loaded, nobody out, and here is Shane McGuire. Shane is 2-for-3. Bounced out to shortstop in the third. A brilliant play. Joey Loperfido, who is now at second base, was in center field in the sixth inning, and with one on and one out, and Corpus leading 1-0 made a brilliant diving catch and a ball hit into right center by Shane. McGuire, ooh, takes up and in. Did it hit him? It did. That's a painful RBI. So it is 11-1. Shane McGuire with his third ribby of this game. That one on a hit by pitch. To third base is Davidson. To second is Clark, and that run coming with still nobody down in the inning. Bobby wants to make sure Shane's okay. Athletic trainer, come out and take a look. Yep, says he's okay now. I think that was Connor Hughes, the strength coach, sport performance coach more accurately, taking a look. So base is still loaded. With Shane McGuire, he has just been on a tremendous stretch of late. 5 for his last 12. That, of course, does not count as an at-bat for another RBI. William Simonite, 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Takes a called strike in the outside corner. Set a high fly ball toward the right field line. Garrett Wolfert had just come on. Is not a full-time outfielder by any stretch. Could not make the play, but it went as a base hit. So Simo extends a hit streak to 8 games with that. Takes a backup pitch up and in here. It's 1-1. Hounds with 5 runs in the 8th inning, and the last 3 of them coming on to Lawrence Butler, 3-run home run. Delivery up and away for a ball here. It's 2-1. Hounds have added another run here in the ninth, and now lead 11-1 with the bases loaded and still nobody out. Stretch by Jonathan Sprinkle, tall right-hander ready to go, delivers, down and away. Ball 3-1. Sprinkle 6'6", 235. He's from Overland Park, Kansas. He's a non-drafted free agent, spent all of last season with the Hooks. And he is having no more fun than his two predecessors out of the Hooks bullpen tonight. Pitch swung on and Simo fouls it away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Darryl Hernandez a double. Logan Davidson a single. Denzel Clark walked and Shane McGuire hit by a pitch, forcing home the run. Base is still loaded. Nobody down in the ninth inning. Time called at home plate by Hounds catcher William Simonite. Michael Goldberg is on deck. Stretch now, the 3-2 pitch. Bases full. Sprinkles delivery. Swung on and missed. He got him. Pitch at 989, rather, up in the zone, and Simo could not catch it, so one man down in the inning. Well, Michael Goldberg, please forgive me. It happens rather often in games when you have a lot of offense going. Michael's the only Rockhound without a base hit, although he swings and sends one foul out of play here. He's 0 for 3, but he reached on an error on a Mariana, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat here, but a hard hit ball to shortstop. And it was a key in the game because it came with the Hounds trailing 1-0 in the sixth. He turned it into a two-base mistake and scored on Chase Calabrese's single to tie the game. Takes inside here, 1-1. Michael with a walk back in the third. Bases full, one man down, 11-1 Rockhounds. Hounds have 12 hits, Corpus just 3. And most of that late swing and a miss, chased one down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Through five innings, the Rockhounds had no runs on one hit. In the last four, they have 11 runs on 12 hits. So that's the night for the bullpen for Corpus. Pitcher stepping away for a moment and now ready to go again. One ball, two strikes. Bases full, one man down. Goldberg waits from the right side. Pitch to Michael. Popped high in the air. Well, that might be playable. Yeah, C.J. Stubbs will make the catch. He didn't realize that initially. I don't know if somebody helped him out. But he makes the catch. That was a foul ball, and initially I think C.J. thought that that ball was going to go all the way back into the roof or whatever have you. But then he realized that ball was going to stay close enough to make a play, and he hustled back and he got there. I'm going to watch again on the replay. I don't think he realized it. No, he didn't move at first. Wasn't sure where it was, so he got some help and then made the catch. Well, that's a nice recovery. Here's Chase now. 1-for-4 with a single, RBI, couple of runs. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Chase went through a mini dry spell, but he's now hit in his last six games. His last 16, he is hitting just under 400. Left-handed hitter waits. Bounce, a little bounce at foul, and that got him on his foot, and he just hit the deck. He is in pain. Bobby Crosby's going to come down and help attend to him. And help here now from the dugout. Boy, Chase is still down. My goodness. Down on his hands and knees right at home plate. Boy, just fouled that ball straight down. Oh, my goodness. He's going to get to his feet, but boy, he is in some pain. The good folks here give him a round of applause. Bless your hearts, because, man, that don't care who you like, who you don't like, who you're rooting for. Man, you know that hurt. It's Connor. Is that Connor? Connor Hughes, I think. The sport performance coach taking a look. Jake Ruthier is the Rockhounds trainer, athletic trainer, sorry. There is a difference, by the way. Athletic trainer comes with a good amount of education involved. So Chase going to try to shake that off. He'll stand back in with a ball and a strike. Base is loaded, two men down, top of the ninth inning. Hounds lead 11-1. Logan Davidson at third, Denzel Clark is at second, and Shane McGuire at first. Scoreboard has 1-2. Is that right? Swinging a ball hit in the air to center field. Not deep, but coming on and making a diving catch in center. Boy, beautifully handled by Kennedy Corona. Ball hit to center field. Corona makes a diving catch coming in toward the infield. Kennedy Corona slaps a little leather. Rockhounds score a run here in the top half of the ninth inning. One run, they did that on a couple of base hits. No errors, they do leave three men on base. But in this case, I think that's probably acceptable. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning of play, and the Rockhounds try to get on the board in this series. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the ninth. The Rockhounds 11, the Hooks 1.
since folks first learned to crack an egg. Breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, and Joey Loperfido will lead it off for Corpus Christi. Scott Schreiber and Colin Barber will follow against right-hander Durbin Feltman, who goes back for his second inning of work in relief of the tremendous start tonight by Joey Estes. Loperfido, 1-for-3 with a double, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. 1-for-3 with a double is, boy, average at least, if not a slight slump for Loperfido against the Hounds. He takes up high for a ball, 1-1. Hit a ball into the right field corner, and when Michael Goldberg got to it, the corners are blocked off here from our view by the stands. Everything else is a great view here, but just deep corners, as is the case in a lot of the ballparks. And so Michael apparently misplayed it. Swinging a ball well hit to center field and on his horse and making the catch is Denzel Clark. Boy, Loperfido, that's an out, but he ripped it. Line drive deep center field. Denzel handles one down in the ninth inning for Scott Schreiber. So when Loperfido doubled, then he went to third on the error by Michael Goldberg. He was at third with nobody out, and Joey Estes got the next three batters. That was a big moment in this game. Oh, foul ball, and that got catcher William Simonite, Felix Neon, our home plate umpire, making sure Hounds catcher's okay. Now Felix has to retrieve the foul ball. Doing double duty here. 0-1 count. Schreiber walked, stole a base, and scored in the second inning. That gave the Hooks a 1-0 lead. They took that into the sixth. Pitch a fastball just down the way. Count one ball, one strike. Both starting pitchers just exceptionally good in this game. Pitch by Feltman, that bounces to the plate. Count goes two balls, one strike. Blair Henley again did a great job. No runs on a hit. Couple of walks, three strikeouts. Started for the Hooks, but that is now long ago. Fly ball, right center field. Well hit, but Denzel there drifts into right center, and he will glove it for the second out of the inning. So a couple of fly ball outs here. And Colin Barber, the batter, he is 0-for-3. Colin has been really good in the season series with the Rockhounds. He's 10-for-24, so hitting better than 400. But in this game, he has fouled out the third baseman, Brett Harris. That was a tremendous play. Long run made the play by the tarp. Swinging a foul away, and Barber has struck out in his other two plate appearances. So the Hounds trying to tuck this one away. And they would maintain a lead in the Texas League South Division, no matter what San Antonio does. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-1 again, 28 to go. Ends up tonight. Amazing how quickly you start counting them down. Next thing you know, you're inside 20 games. Pitch will drop down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Again, when this series began, 30 games to go, and that's 5 6-game series, so in the Rockhounds' next play at home, there will be 18 games to go in the half. Here's the 2-1. Drops down low ball, 3-3-1. Hounds will be home on Tuesday, June 6th. Started 2-week road, after 2 weeks on the road. It's 2 weeks at home. That sounds nice already. Three balls, one strike, two out, ninth inning. Pitch by Feltman, swung on and cranked down the right field side, but it is a foul ball. Well, Barber jumped on that. Now, And that went out of our line of sight. I think that got out of the ballpark, but it was a foul ball. So 3-2 the count. Colin Barber back to the dish. Two outs, last of the ninth inning. Stretch and 3-1 pitch by Feltman down low, ball four. Some good patience by Colin Barber. Draws a walk. Two walks and two strikeouts for Zerbin Feltman. One base hit allowed, and the batter is Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb, an RBI double all the way back in the second inning, and that gave the Hooks the early lead. Bottom of the seventh in San Antonio, Amarillo 4, the Missions 3, but a long ways to go there. Missions rallied back late to win last night. Pitch right down the middle, called strike, 0-1 from Feltman. And Arkansas has defeated Frisco 8-2, so Frisco falls 4.5 back. Corpus will fall 4 games behind the Hounds, and we'll see with San Antonio, of course. Pitch drops down low, 1-1. For what it's worth, and it's a million miles away in terms of the pennant race, the Rockhounds finished the first half at San Antonio. But again, between here and there, there's a whole big bunch of baseball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Well, that fastball, 92 and 93, but well, it's had good life to it. Wind picking up a little bit now, a little bit more in evidence out toward left field. One on, two out, bottom of the ninth. Towns trying to close it out with a 10-run advantage here. And the 1-2 pitch. Chopper, foul ball, third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Well, 7:05 tomorrow, 7:05 Saturday for our first pitch. 6:35 Sunday in the afternoon. One ball, two strikes again. Right-handed hitting shortstop, Shea Whitcomb waits. Durbin Feltman comes set. Right-hander from the belt, leg kick and pitch, and he got him! Swing and miss, ball game. Well, a tale of two games tonight, and I mean distinctly so. The first five and the last four. The Corpus Christi bullpen just flat out had a very, very rough night. The bullpen gives up all 11 runs after a brilliant start by Blair Henley, who had struggled against the Hounds in his two previous outings. Not tonight. He was outstanding. And Joey Estes, one of the top starts of the season for the Rockhounds. Seven innings. And giving up only a run on two base hits, one walk, five strikeouts. Joey Estes outstanding. Rockhounds put 11 on the board. Get their first win of this series. So to the Rockhounds. Gentlemen, the tip of the cap from the broadcast booth. One and all, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds in this ball game, 11 runs. I'm going to check the official box. I neglected to notate the error on the Rockhounds on my total, so just want to make sure we get this correct. Hounds 11 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 11, 12, and 1. Corpus Christi 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error, 1, 3, and 1. One home run, and that capped the 5-run 8th inning. Lawrence Butler hits his 5th of the year, 3-run home run in the 8th inning. The winner, Joey Estes, well, it looked like Sean Estes tonight. Joey Estes goes 2-3 now with the victory. And for Joey, the ERA drops by a half point with his terrific performance down to 3.73. Peyton Plumlee takes the loss. He has made four appearances for the Hooks. He is 0-4 with a 13.89 ERA. Gave up five runs in the sixth inning. Did Plumlee, and he will take the loss. And we'll see. I think they've added everything else up. So let's see if we have a time of game in the attendance. I think I had the attendance earlier at 3,817, 3,817, and 2 hours, 29 minutes of baseball daylight time in this one. The Rockhounds improved to 23-19. The Hooks fall to 19-23 on the season. And the Hounds get their first win here of this six-game series with the Corpus Christi Hooks. We'll recount it for you shortly. And, boy, this is an absolute tale of two games. With the Hooks taking a 1-0 lead into the sixth inning. But, boy, when all is said and done, final Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 11. And the Corpus Christi Hooks won.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, tonight the Hooks picked up pretty much where they left off. A complete game, not a complete game, but rather a shutout last night. 2-0 was the score. And really, the Hounds kind of picked up where they left off as well, because while they dropped the game last night, again, Jack Cushing was terrific as the Rockhounds starter last night. The Hooks just a little better overall. Tonight, Blair Henley, who had given up 10 runs in 5 2/3 innings to the Rockhounds in two appearances at Momentum Bank Ballpark, got his third opportunity against the Hounds, and Joey Estes made the start for the Rockhounds. The Hooks get on the board in the second. Scott Shriver with a walk. He steals second, and he will score on a double by Shea Whitcomb. That was a really good AB for Whitcomb on an 0-2 pitch. He drove an RBI double in the gap to left center field. Still 1-0 in the fourth inning, and while 11-1 is the final, I realize now this is kind of lost in the rearview mirror. But in the fourth inning, Joey Loperfido led off with a double into the right field corner, compounded by an error, so he is at third with nobody out in a 1-0 game. But from then, Joey Estes got the next three. Scott Shriver grounded up. Colin Barber fouled out on a terrific play by Brett Harrison, foul ground down the third baseline. And Shea Whitcomb, this time a strikeout victim, score stayed 1-0. It was still 1-0 when we went to the sixth inning, and Blair Henley gives way to Peyton Plumlee. Plumlee making his fourth appearance, first out of the bullpen for the Hooks, and it has really been a struggle for the right-hander. He will give up 5 runs in the inning on 5 base hits. 4 of the runs are earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a wild pitch. In the sixth, Michael Goldberg reaches on what will be deemed an error, and I think that's probably correct. But on a sharply hit ball, shortstop Shea Whitcomb can't make the play. Michael will take 2 bases. Now remember, the score is 1-0 at this point. He winds up at second on good hustle, scores moments later when Chase Calabweek sends a base hit into center field. That will bring home Michael Goldberg with a tying run. It was 1-1. From there, Hounds really took off. Lawrence Butler draws a walk. Brett Harris, a single. That'll load him up. Darryl Hernaez, a 2-run single to right center field, breaks the tie. Hounds lead for good at 3-1. A wild pitch will score Brett Harris. Shane McGuire follows with an RBI single. So when all is said and done in the inning, 5 across, and the Rockhounds led for good at a 5-1 score. In the eighth inning, Tavares comes on to pitch for Corpus Christi. And in that inning, Logan Davidson draws his third consecutive walk. Denzel Clark, a flare base hit. Shane McGuire's second RBI of the game comes on a single. William Simonite fly ball that Garrett Wolforth couldn't make the play on. That turns into an RBI. And after Chase Callaway reaches on a fielder's choice, Lawrence Butler, a three-run home run to left field, fifth of the year. That caps a five-run inning. It was 10-1. Hounds had a run in the ninth inning against Jonathan Sprinkle. Leadoff double by Daryl Hernandez, single by Logan Davidson, a walk to Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire hit by a pitch, but that is his third RBI of the game. And again, Shane has been a very short sample size, but boy, five for his last 12 in his last three games. And Shane McGuire with a three RBI game in this one. Joey Estes will end up going seven innings in this game. He allows only two base hits. He walks one, strikes out five, and I would think easily his best performance so far at the AA level. And again, he's a very good prospect for the A's. Came over in the Matt Olson trade from Atlanta, and Joey Estes outstanding in this game. Drops the ERA from, what was it, coming in 4.24. Drops it basically a half point to 3.73. Joey Estes. Durbin Feltman goes the last couple of innings. No runs on a hit, couple of walks, and three strikeouts. Lawrence Butler had the biggest night at the dish for the Hounds, 3-for-4 with a three-run home run. He reached base in 4 out of 5, did Lawrence. Daryl Hernandez, another good night at the dish. 2-for-5, scored 2, drove into the Daryl Hernandez. Shane McGuire, 2-for-4, reached base 3 out of 5, and he had, as mentioned, 3 runs batted in this game. So the numbers 11-12-1 for the Rockhounds, 1-3-1 for the Hooks, as this one goes into the books. Mention, I don't think we're anywhere near final. Right on that San Antonio game, check one time real quickly. Arkansas did defeat Frisco. If I didn't mention, that is now officially a final. Bottom of the seventh in San Antonio, so a way to go there. Amarillo leading by a score of 4-3. But the Hounds gain a game on a team that's really charging of late. That's Corpus Christi. They fall 4 games back, and Frisco now will drop to 4.5 behind the Hounds. Again, what do we have to go? What do we say? 28? So 27 beginning tomorrow? That sounds about right. We'll redo the math, but you get the point. We're nearing the home stretch, just not quite there yet. This race, I think, still is going to go. We were talking with Michael Coffin earlier today, voice of the Hooks, and we agreed that the odds are this thing will go down to the last week of the first half. It usually does and probably will. Ryan Cusick gets the baseball tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Boy, he has just been outstanding. 1.64 earned run average for Ryan as he'll take the baseball. And Adrian Chavez will get the start for the Hooks in game number 4 of this 6-game series. 7:05 tomorrow, same thing on Saturday, and then Sunday in the evening at 6:35. Put a wrap up on the first half of this road trip and our first visit to the beach of 2023. Rockhounds rock and roll. 11-1 is the final score. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Corpus Christi, Bob Hards saying thanks so much for coming on board. Always an absolute privilege. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Whataburger Field at the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.